You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Yes, and we've returned with the portmanteau genre as such a beautiful, strange, elusive film genre. We've had classics such as Wolf Cop, Lavalantula, which is, of course, a volcano and a tarantula, which was only passed by its sequel, Lavalantula, Two Lava, Two Lantula. Which,
that's not real. That's not real.
Those are real things. Yep. Hey, it's worth the Google. Who is doubting my knowledge of these B to Z grade films? Why, that is Patience I hear on the mic. Patience, say hi.
Hello. How is everyone tonight?
Well, you know, I have been better. I have seen things now that we will have to go into in this review. But I think we will come out stronger for it. Speaking of coming out stronger, Bradley, do you feel stronger or weaker after viewing this film?
Much weaker. I don't think I'll ever feel strong again. At least not until the sequel. You know, the sequel, Velasa Lutheran, maybe?
Velasa Pastor 2, The Christening.
The Communion.
So yeah, we're talking about the film.
Can we work a Stegosaurus into that? That'd be pretty sweet.
We're talking about the film Velocipastor, which pretty much, I mean, the title says it all. It's about a pastor that is hit by, or cut by a
dragon tooth. They call it a dragon tooth.
Asian dragon tooth that turns him into a velociraptor when he's angry. Like a Hulk, only it's a dinosaur. Yep.
Okay, there's the plot. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to our review.
So, you know what? Patience, you have the floor. What do you think of this film, this piece of cinema?
Oh, is that what we're calling it these days? Here's the thing, Nick. I am both saddened that I had to watch this movie, but I'm glad now you can't give me shit for all of my terrible picks that I've had in the past for this.
What did I make you watch this? I said that I wanted to watch this. No one else. I didn't drag anyone else into this one.
I didn't sign up for this. I just got the
Wait, you didn't sign
up for it. I just got the screener in the mail and I was like, well, I guess I'm watching this now.
Well, you know, all are called, but few are chosen, so you should feel, you know.
How did this happen? Why did I get
Sorry, I did not request for you to be on this review. I am so sorry.
It's a Bible reference.
Brad.
Brad, it was hilarious. We were just waiting for the correct time to laugh. Brad, also, you're going to have to take it down a little bit. I realize you're excited, but your energy is way too high, at least for
Velocipastor.
I can't possibly rise to your level of energy. So if you could just take it down a notch, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
All right.
Who wants to do a summary? I don't know.
I think I just did.
Yeah, that actually was a really spot-on summary. Does anything really happen in this movie?
More depth to it then. The Velocipastor is a pastor named Who Cares, and he is getting out of priest college, or pastor college one day, and he sees his parents killed in a car explosion. And he screams, no, no, to the world, and has a crisis of faith. And his older father, pastor, that speaks to him and with no emotion whatsoever, tells him to travel the world and see how other people live, which would make them like, oh, a Catholic making himself willingly open-minded.
I don't think he was Catholic. Was he Catholic?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He was definitely Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Brad, he was a goddamn dinosaur. Like,
well, that's what makes this...
Are we really going to argue whether or not he was an Episcopalian Velociraptor? Totally different than a Lutheran Velociraptor. What are we doing?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not to be confused with the Baptists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then you got the Stegosaurus Troubles, you know, in Ireland.
Oh, gosh. So he goes to China.
He goes to China and finds a Chinese, as his pastor puts it, which I thought was a little racist.
Yeah.
He could have said Chinese woman, but he said, what did that Chinese say? Which I found uncomfortable. But yes, this Chinese, as he put it, speaks to him in Chinese, which he does not understand, calls him... says to destroy this tooth, otherwise they will never stop hunting him. You must destroy the dragon tooth or become the next dinosaur warrior thing. And he immediately cuts himself on it because he's an idiot and goes back home to to a town that has one church maybe populated by seven people, one of which is a pimp named Frankie Mermaid because of his propensity for swimming in bitches. And so he... shit. I am way lost in this goddamn summary. He turns into a goddamn dinosaur one night and... kills a mugger rapist person that's about to kill one of Frankie Mermaid's girls named Clara or something. Who cares again? I mean, these people have names, but do you honestly give a shit? She convinces him afterwards that he should, via vigilantism, murder all those deserving of a just death, which he first pushes against it because, of course, he is a pastor, I should say, and
he's a field. What?
But then immediately, pretty much immediately, becomes in tune to the idea of becoming a vigilante dinosaur, and. He goes out to solve the mystery of his parents' murder, because it turns out there's some sort of Catholic cocaine ninja conspiracy behind his parents' death.
So you were able to pay attention all the way to that point?
I am going to be honest with you guys right now. I kind of fucking love this movie.
Of course you... I knew it!
Holy shit. This movie, guys, this movie has it all. Do you want ninjas out of nowhere? Because there's ninjas in this for no goddamn reason. Also, there's a Rocky montage for the Velocipastor training to become a warrior, even though his skill is supposed to be becoming a fucking dinosaur, which actually gets forgotten in most of the second act. In which he just fights via karate, as well as his hooker girlfriend, which apparently they know martial arts now, or was imbued to them religion, because all the ninjas are Christian or whatever. I don't fucking know. Like, I have in my notes here, like, my notes don't make any goddamn sense.
Like, Christian drug lords pushing a 12-step program, I think, was the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. Well... Also, I just had my notes, Australian ninja ? So I believe there was an Australian ninja at some point, which I was very confused by.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this, but I think that, wasn't that his brother?
No, I think his brother was an Australian. His brother was just another white guy.
Oh, okay. Because
there was just one random scene where an Australian guy was
a ninja.
A ninja, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's my brother who is a part of this ninjas.
Pretty sure that was a different character.
Well, I was so... I mean, honestly, it was really easy just to tune out and not really pay attention to this. So
how dare you?
I know.
I was wrapped in attention the entire time.
My favorite part was like in the opening scene, and I don't know if it's just because we had the streamer or what, but when the parents blow up, it just says VFX car on fire. Like they actually didn't even bother.
The rest of the film, I'm not sure if that was actually unfinished effects or if that was just a joke.
Yeah, like
I think it had to have been a joke. Yeah,
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
They didn't even bother CGI-ing fire on that car. Like, it was just a car sitting there, and the parents are dead. And you're just like, that's what I'm watching. Got it.
Yeah.
So they get involved in crazy hijinks, including trying to exorcise the Velociraptor via a exorcism, which leads to a Phnom flashback for the priest that is so long and yet I find so funny because it just keeps killing people in the flashback that he's next to.
It's like an inexplicable Vietnam flashback and you're just and you're like, okay, so we just had to add another layer here. Like, we have ninjas, we have velociraptor pastors, we have, hooker doctor lawyers.
This movie is screams of, fuck, 90 minutes is really hard to fill. Okay, this thing.
Yeah, that's true. I like that every single location, no matter where they were, it took place in the same backyard.
Yes, it was quite a low budget thing. I don't know. I found it actually pretty charming in its low budget hokiness. I actually found myself laughing at quite a few different parts, which I was very interested by. Like, just the concept of Freaky Mermaid as the pimp was cracking me up. I loved him confessing into the confessional for no reason. And he like, oh, well, you know, I stole candy from a baby. And then, of course, I threw that baby in the river so he couldn't snitch. And like, just how randomly cruel this world is. And I don't know, I was actually very charmed by this film. I don't know if you had any moments in it where you actually laughed or not, but or was it all kind of a shit show for you guys?
Brad?
Well, it wasn't a complete shit show for me. It just kind of overstayed its welcome, which is weird since I know it's only an hour and 7 minutes, I think, was the runtime.
But none of shit, is it an hour and 7 minutes?
I think it was.
That's the longest fucking hour and 7 minutes that I've ever seen. And I'm saying that as I liked the movie.
But yeah, I don't think any of the jokes had any setup or payoff. They just happened. Mm-hmm. I was the wall and the movie was throwing shit at me. And after a while, I was like, okay, I think I've had enough. But, you know, it kept going.
Well, then, but in your analogy, then nothing is sticking to you, so what's the problem?
Well, just the idea of having shit thrown at me is pretty upsetting.
Oh, I see. Well, I can understand that.
I mean, yeah, what? Someone's going to throw stuff at me, but I'm supposed to get over it because I didn't stick?
Patience, how much feces stuck to you?
All of the feces. I see. I'm like 2 days later, I'm still covered in shit.
Oof.
So I'm gathering you were not a fan.
No. Well, you know, the thing is like, I'm into movies that are like intentionally bad. And, you know, like, for example, you mentioned Wolf Cop earlier. Wolf Cop is a goddamn masterpiece. That movie's freaking amazing. And I liked it very much. But I feel like with Velocipastor, they really didn't do anything original for me. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that they did are just ripped off from other movies. So, like, for example, you mentioned the Rocky montage. There's also this part where they do, like, that thing where they have, like, that insert where they're talking to each other, even though they're right next to each other. And you're just like, really?
Oh, this dude, how about the love scene?
The love scene.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
So many color filters, so many screen wipes. It was like someone threw up in Adobe Premiere.
Yeah, I feel like then also what's his face, Jimmy Mermaid, is that his name?
Frankie Mermaid, I believe.
Frankie Mermaid, his confession scene was like, I mean, ripped right out of Boondock Saints. I just feel like there was just so much in here. They did a lot in an hour, but so much of it was just cheap knockoffs of better movies. And so I feel like that's the biggest problem with this movie. I think that the script was pretty original and I could have dug it, because I mean, I can do Critters, I can do Ghoulies, like I can do shitty movies. I can do Troll 3, but or is it Troll 2?
It's Troll 2, I believe.
Thank you. Yeah, Troll 2. But they're trying to do something different, and I feel like this movie definitely didn't do anything different for me.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know how I can explain it. I do think this movie is one of those bad movies you can watch as like a bad movie party. I actually think it's weird enough and silly enough to where at a party, you just be like, okay, what the fuck is happening now? Which I think there's places for that type of movie. Also, I find the third act legitimately hilarious. Because the Velociraptor they've been showing, you know, quick snippets and then him half transformed through most of the movie. So in the third act, you finally get to see the Velocipastor in his full glory. And it is fucking amazing.
I actually liked that joke a lot.
As you watch this Barney-looking motherfucker fight ninjas that are just falling for no reason. But, yeah, I love the fact that the acting only comes in two variants, which is way, way, way too much and almost nothing. Where the older pastor and the his girlfriend, the hooker, are like, they seem like dead on arrival. I don't even know if they're on a, they do they know they're on a movie set, or they think they're just reading the lines as a, like a line read, and like, oh shit, that was the real take. Oh, okay. Meanwhile, the Velocipastor himself is on 11 the entire fucking time. Like, there's no scene where he is just in any way subdued in whatsoever. But I don't know, I like that dichotomy. I found it, the stilted acting, pretty funny. I have no idea how I can justify, like, it's just a bad movie that I think actually is fun to watch. Like, I don't know how you qualify that sort of thing, but I think if you're looking for a movie to Mystery Science Theater with your buddies while you're drunk, I would highly suggest this one. How about you guys?
I just think there's better movies that try this. You know,
nope,
I liked
no
Kung.
I'm
was
sorry.
It called Kung Fury?
Brad, do those other movies have Velociraptors that are pastors in it?
Well, that's the thing.
Then they are not better movies. My argument has been made.
But in Brad's defense, in Kung Fury, doesn't he ride a T-Rex?
And he has a dinosaur cop friend, I think.
Yeah, that's right. See?
I mean, putting a dinosaur in something isn't exactly revolutionary anymore. Mm-hmm. There were dinosaurs in the last Nazi movie I watched about German Nazis on the moon, you know.
Mixed with other shit. It's like the sharktopus of its time.
You
guys don't seem to understand the power of combining one thing with another thing to make a completely new thing.
Well, it didn't really commit to him as a pastor, and it didn't commit to him as a dinosaur. He was just kind of a pretty handsome guy that probably said yes to being in a movie.
He probably was the movie. It's probably the director.
I mean, well, he looks. I believe this is the longest like anyone has or ever will talk about Velocipaster. So, right. I feel like we should go around with final thoughts and ratings. Patience, let's start with you.
Well, I think I gave all my final thoughts about the unoriginality of the script. Like I said, I'm not adverse to like silly, stupid movies like this, like Kung Fury, like Brad brought up, or, you know, any of those movies. It's fine. But I just feel like this was just bland, and I give it 1.5 Hooker Doctor Lawyer out of 10.
Indeed. That's a fair hooker rating for it. Bradley, what do you think?
Well, I don't want to dump on this film too bad, because I do think it's an accomplishment that it was made at all, since it does have the feel of someone found a camera, found out what a movie was, and thought, hey, I could make a movie. And the fact that this person did, I think it's awesome. The lead actor looks like a young Ethan Hawke, or a little bit older Matt Pat from Game Theory, so that's kind of neat.
I love how Brad is so stretching to look for something positive to say.
I know.
You're looking at who the main actor reminds him of.
You're such a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. I mean, it opens with saying that it's too offensive according to church. What church? This is incredibly harmless to religious beliefs. I mean, whenever he quotes scripture, he'll say something like, "The wicked walk the path of evil, which should be smited." Matthew 32:6. There's no Matthew 32:6. It's ridiculous.
So, I think Homelander was more accurate than The Boys.
Did you actually look that shit up?
Oh, no. I just happen to know there's no Matthew 32:6. You know. And, yeah, to my point, I don't feel like it's really aiming to offend anybody and to really say anything. But again, I don't want to dump on it. And I did snicker a couple of times. I do love the Velocipaster reveal at the end. I thought that was pretty funny. So I'll say 3 vengeful quotes out of 10 failed jokes.
Nice.
All right. Well, I would say you have to give a qualifier for this movie. So I'm going to say if you are looking to find the hidden gem amongst sci-fi monster movies, this is not for you. This is a 1 out of 5. But if you are looking for a Mystery Science Theater, oh my god, this is so bad, we have unlimited stuff to talk about, including Australian ninjas, fucking cocaine priest, conspiracy theories, dinosaur exorcisms. Like, this is, I would say it's 4.5 random Gandhi quotes after decapitations out of 5. But thank you guys so much for joining me along on this voyage. Patience, would you like to tell the people where they can find you and any of your content online?
Of course. You can always find me at oneofus.net. I have a little horror podcast known as Deliberations of Doom. And you can always find me on prof.patience on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Bradley, how about you?
I'm at Bradley of Martin. The E is silent, also invisible. And usually just trolling around the Facebook page, failing at hot takes. Ooh, I'd like to plug Deliberations of Doom. I'm not on it, but it's one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, and thank you.
Yeah, get on board that the perfection debate everyone's having. You know, check that out too on Netflix. So, yeah, where can people find you?
Yeah. Oh, well, people can find me all over the place on podcasts that I am no longer running, but they are still up, which includes the Unapologetic Geek Up podcast, the Netflix and Kill podcast, Pod Against Evil podcast. I have a new thing coming up on the pipe called The Horde. I have a new project that I guess I can't really announce it right now, since it's still kind of in the test phase, but I'll be able to announce it really soon. Yeah, as far as, you know, I'm trying to make the podcaster thing work, but surprisingly there's a low demand for hooker doctor podcasters. Or really hooker slash anything. Feels like if you're going to hook, I think that's your main focus. I don't think the diversifying, like, jack of all trades, I think, is not really the thing. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a, I want to say interesting, no, educational.
No.
Fun? Question mark? Fun question mark review from oneofus.net. Thank you so much. And please, if you have the time, go and rate us on iTunes. It's a free way to support us. Or become a subscriber for oneofus.net at the subscriber levels of, I think, what's it, Brown Coat, Jedi, Time Lord, those sort of things. You get access to movie commentaries, the Breakfast Pubs, you know, special podcasts, that sort of thing on all the different tiers. And yeah, if they could, you know, Chris and the guys at One of Us could definitely use your help. So I would highly recommend doing that. Anyway, have a great rest of your day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.